Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week featured significant developments across open source software, AI infrastructure, climate change, and legislative circles, showing how closely entwined technology and society have become. Let's kick off with big news from the Linux community, where Greg Kroah-Hartman announced stable kernel releases spanning 5.4.301 up to 6.1.7.6. These releases contain important fixes covering both security flaws and performance bottlenecks. All users are urged to update promptly if you want to keep your systems running smoothly and securely, as the threat landscape is busier than ever. Linux isn't the only open-source story making waves this week. AMD has accelerated its OpenCII Tail project, which aims to replace proprietary code used to initialize CPUs with a fully open-source, developer-friendly alternative. That move gives developers more power and transparency, a big step for hardware freedom, and positions AMD's latest Zenith 6 platforms for ongoing innovation. Speaking of hardware, NVIDIA's new DGX Spark workstation made headlines for all the wrong reasons. Users are already reporting concerning thermal reliability issues, illustrating that even the fanciest high-performance hardware still needs to earn users' trust. Meanwhile, China has launched its first phase of a wind-powered underwater data center, completely reimagining what it means to store and process data at scale. Located off the coast, this data center leverages the coolness of the seabed to slash energy costs, using just 5% of a conventional setup. It's an exciting leap for both sustainable tech and the global cloud wars, demonstrating how renewable energy innovation can transform digital infrastructure. On the AI frontier, OpenAI has set its ambitions sky-high yet again. CEO Sam Altman revealed that OpenAI is on a path to spend up to $1 trillion US annually on infrastructure, with $1.4 trillion already earmarked for mammoth data center expansions. This reflects the immense demand and scale of AI workloads today, and signals OpenAI's commitment to staying at the forefront of generative models and machine learning. Going hand in hand with these advancements, we've seen security remain a top priority across the major Linux distributions, from rapid patch release cycles to community bug bounties. This ongoing effort showcases just how proactive and responsive open source maintainers can be when spoilers appear on the horizon. These security efforts aren't just about software. The hardware scene is also looking for more robust solutions as AI continues to blur the lines between physical and virtual systems. In related news, let's dig into a story that's as much about people as it is about the planet. Bill Gates' evolving stance on climate change. Gates is now pushing for a more humane approach, one that balances carbon emission targets with humanitarian programs and support for the world's most vulnerable. This perspective shift is timely, as UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres recently warned that humanity has missed the 1.5-degree climate target. The push for decisive collective action has never been more urgent. These developments show how deeply climate and tech policy are intertwined in shaping the future. On to a more nuts-and-bolts topic. MariaDB, a popular open-source database, discovered a thorny optimization bug tagged MDEV33603. The bug highlights inefficiencies in the query optimizer, especially when interacting with IBM Power Architecture, sparking discussions about the unpredictable quirks of multi-platform development. Meanwhile, Ubuntu Unity is facing a crisis that's emblematic of many volunteer-driven projects. Deep-seated bugs and a lack of technical support have left the project on the brink of shutdown after years of service to a loyal fanbase. It's a sobering reminder of the maintenance burden and the need to build sustainable supportive communities around open-source software, and why no project, big or small, is immune. In legislative news, Senator Tom Cotton made headlines by blocking yet another bipartisan push for permanent daylight saving time in the US. The debate over clock changes may seem minor, but it reveals an ongoing struggle between economic benefits and public well-being. These divisions illustrate how policy debates can stall even seemingly straightforward efforts, with real consequences for daily life. Shifting back to AI, there's major industry interest in both strengthening security and assisting enterprises with smart automation. Signal, the privacy-first messaging app, recently announced they've implemented quantum-safe cryptography. This is a proactive move as quantum computing inches closer, giving users more reassurance that sensitive messages are protected well into the future. At the same time, SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 16's announcement promises AI features designed to further streamline enterprise operations. These tools provide built-in intelligence for monitoring, automation, and maintenance on a massive scale. Healthcare is another sector seeing rapid adoption of smart tech, particularly with surgical assistant robots. NVIDIA's Isaac for Healthcare framework supports simulation, making it feasible to gather and interpret surgical data at pace for improved patient outcomes. Faster insights mean safer, more efficient procedures. But the AI revolution isn't without controversy, particularly when it comes to children and education. Senators Hawley and Blumenthal have responded to growing public unease by proposing a regulation that would require strict age verification for AI chat companions targeting users under 18, aiming to curb manipulation and protect minors. This comes as the education tech sector is roiled by the news that Chegg, once a darling of online study assistants, is laying off about 45% of its workforce amid the rise of AI-driven tutoring alternatives. The implications are huge, not only for the company, but for the future of education and the changing relationship between students and technology. Now, let's talk software and productivity. GitHub's annual Universe conference brought with it the blockbuster debut of Agent HQ. This new platform ties together multiple autonomous coding agents, creating a unified workflow to supercharge developer collaboration. The developer ecosystem is evolving rapidly, as shown by GitHub's latest Octoverse metrics, which saw over 36 million new joiners and TypeScript reigning as the top programming language. It's a strong sign of AI's continued influence, shaping what, how, and by whom code gets written. On a similar note, Red Hat has doubled down on its open source philosophy while broadening its strategic alliance with NVIDIA. By baking NVIDIA CUDA support directly into its platforms, Red Hat is making it easier for AI developers across industries to harness GPU power within the comfort and trust of open source ecosystems. Speaking of crossovers, another massive deal was struck in nuclear energy, with Westinghouse landing an $80 billion reactor contract. However, given the company's checkered track record with failed projects, there's real skepticism about its deliverability and timeline. These investments underline both the hope and the risk of relying on mega projects to solve big problems, be it energy, climate, or infrastructure. While on sustainability, the software world also saw new releases aiming for better security and efficiency, including True NAS 25.10 with NVMe over Fabric support and the latest Node.js versions. This shows a pattern of continuous tuning and improvement, reflecting the state-of-art progress found throughout tech. Some of the most interesting advances, though, lie at the intersection of hardware and AI, with NVIDIA launching the NVQ Link platform. This system connects quantum processors with supercomputers, making error correction tasks far more manageable and laying a foundation for future hybrid quantum classical applications. The race for quantum utility is on, with overlapping investments from global heavyweights highlighting how critical the next wave of computing may be. Back on Earth, and back to basics, Windows application compatibility on Linux made a few headlines via bottles. This application, which harnesses the power of wine, is now more refined than ever and can even integrate more smoothly with tools like Steam, making gaming and general software access a breeze for desktop Linux users. It's small wins like these that make daily life easier for open source enthusiasts and help bridge the gap with closed platform veterans. Not every story this week was about success. Some were more cautionary. At the TechCrunch Disrupt conference, the co-CEO of Waymo highlighted a difficult but vital debate. For society to embrace robo-taxis, we also need to accept that rare but serious accidents can and do happen. It's a conversation shaping the future of urban mobility and our willingness as a society to adapt to non-human drivers on the roads. Turning to community and ethics, the Python Software Foundation took a principled stand by declining a $1.5 million government grant. The reason? Anti-DEI stipulations that would have undermined the foundation's support for diversity, equity, and inclusion. A core value for many in open source, this move earned them plenty of respect and spurred new discussions about the role of ethics and values in software communities worldwide. Finally, to bring things full circle, there's been plenty of buzz around the rise of AI in journalism as Channel 4 in the UK debuted its first AI-generated news anchor. This stirring development opened debates about credibility, accountability, and the evolving relationship between technology and the public sphere. As AI takes on more human-facing roles, questions about trust and transparency will only become more urgent. To wrap up, the past week's stories capture the relentless pace of change, the complexity of technology as a force for both good and disruption, and the need for ongoing dialogue about ethics and impact. One thing's clear. Whether it's smarter infrastructure, open source breakthroughs, climate urgency, or the intersection of tech and society, we'll need to work together, with transparency and agility, to tackle each challenge. That's it for this week's edition of Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.